news is next. And
well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. She said, I don't mind, got her dancing in a white sundress. Couldn't even find one dry thread. My, oh my, I didn't know what I was getting into. I wish the four-wheel drive was just two.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. New York Republican Congressman George Santos facing a third expulsion vote tomorrow, speaking this morning in Washington, D.C.
An unfortunate circumstance that I have to sit here and watch American people waste, Congress waste American people's time over and over again on something that is the power of the people, not the power of Congress.
The war between Israel and Hamas seeing another ceasefire extension, one more day to allow hostages to be released and more aid to get into Gaza. More from ABC's Matt Gutman.
Secretary of State Blinken just touched down here in Tel Aviv. CIA Director Burns is still in Qatar working to extend that six-day ceasefire by up to another 4 days. Those negotiations intense. Now the ceasefire officially ends at midnight Eastern time, and Israel has vowed that when the ceasefire ends, it will resume the war.
This is ABC News. The woman who says she's the girlfriend of the Robb Elementary School shooter now in custody in Puerto Rico after making threats of her own.
Victoria Gabriela Rodriguez Morales first came to the FBI's attention in 2018, some 4 years before the man she describes as her boyfriend killed 22 people at Robb Elementary School. An arrest affidavit obtained by San Antonio ABC affiliate KSAT describes rambling threats made by email and social media against schools, teachers, students, and police in Uvalde, where Rodriguez Morales lived before moving to Puerto Rico. The 19-year-old also claims to have warned police before the May 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, selling the team, saying he's worried about media revenues. Ford tallying up the costs of the six-week auto worker strike, now saying it cut sales by about 100,000 vehicles and cost the company around $1.7 billion in profits. Justin Finch, ABC News.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
It's the holiday friends and family sale at JCPenney, and you're invited. Everyone can take home something extra with their 30% off coupon. That's on top of already great savings across the store, like 50% off essentials to deck your halls and home, and up to 40% off Liz Claiborne, perfect for any get-together. Or use your coupon to save an extra 30% store-wide. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles. Store-wide coupon ends 12/3. Liz event ends 12/6. Home sale ends 12/17. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. It's the St. Francis Holiday Fair held in the church basement, featuring things such as baked goods, arts and crafts, gift baskets, in-house raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Tournament time in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament getting underway tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers, with a record of 26-3, take on Jackson State. It's been an exciting journey, says head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You know, our wins against Nebraska or Iowa, we can talk about the draw. We're certainly excited about the draw and being able to host here opening weekend. Talk about Jackson State, we can go a lot of different directions. So just a great time of year.
Baseball, Devin Williams named the National League's best relief pitcher of the year. The Brewers closer had 36 saves in 61 games this season. NFL, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
You know, there's not many quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes out there, and you combine him with guys like Travis Kelce, that's one of the best combinations in all of the National Football League.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at your Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, which is the first day of December. Tomorrow, December 1st, Friday, there's a fish sandwich tomorrow with lettuce and cheese. We got potato salad, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. If you need more information about Price County Senior Dining or to order your meal ahead of time, get those in by 1:30 the day before, give them a call at 715-339-2158.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-251-2305. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-251-2305 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-251-2305 to see if you qualify. That's 800-251-2305.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23 in store only. See associate for details.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday, will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 19.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. 2024 Wisconsin State Park and Forest annual admission stickers and trail passes went on sale this past Friday, November 24th. The Department of Natural Resources recommends purchasing vehicle admission stickers by Friday, December 8th to receive them before the holidays. More details about this program when we return, but first...
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% this Sunday through Thursday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings are for all members in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional savings now. Forget the stamps or waiting for rebates. Save 10% during Fleet Rewards Appreciation Days. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that 2024 State Park and Forest annual admission stickers went on sale this past Friday, November 24th. The stickers, which cost $28 for Wisconsin residents or $38 for non-residents, provide access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and recreation areas across the Badger State. An annual sticker or a daily admission pass is required on all motor vehicles visiting state parks and recreation areas. 2024 annual vehicle admission stickers and trail passes are valid from the date of purchase through December 31st, 2024. So if you buy them now, you can get almost 13 months of state park and trail access. More information about the Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission sticker is available at the DNR website. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search vehicle admission sticker. I'm Rob Driesslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go.
trouble, baby. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Kiss You in the Morning, that's his new one at 98Q at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. You can get into the Christmas spirit this Sunday. They're having a live nativity. Live nativity, those are always really cool. This Sunday, 5 o'clock, Palmquist Farms out on River Road in Brentwood. They'll have light refreshments served afterwards. The folks at the Zion Lutheran Church are doing up the big presentation, the live nativity, Sunday at 5. Might be a nice place to drive to before the Packer game on Sunday night at like 7. You can listen to the Packer pregame, and you can drive out to Palmquist Farms and see the live nativity, and we'll be back in time for kickoff. It all works out absolutely wonderful. We have some birthdays to get to. We have a very special local birthday and some other celebrities other than this local celebrity. All to come. It's big. All to come right now. News update, twice an hour. Let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. New York Republican Congressman George Santos facing a third expulsion vote tomorrow, speaking this morning in Washington, D.C.
An unfortunate circumstance that I have to sit here and watch American people waste, Congress waste American people's time over and over again on something that is the power of the people, not the power of Congress.
The war between Israel and Hamas seeing another ceasefire extension, one more day to allow hostages to be released and more aid to get into Gaza. More from ABC's Matt Gutman.
Secretary of State Blinken just touched down here in Tel Aviv. CIA Director Burns is still in Qatar working to extend that six-day ceasefire by up to another 4 days. Those negotiations intense. Now the ceasefire officially ends at midnight Eastern time, and Israel has vowed when the ceasefire ends, it will resume the war.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use True Fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, December 6th at 1 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a Christmas sing-along and crafts featuring things such as straw angel ornaments and beautiful iris folding cards. The cost for crafting is $5, and please RSVP by calling 715-339-7282 or emailing fofs@pctcnet.net. Crafting kits are limited, so please reserve your spot today.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, before we get to our Hollyweird birthdays, locally we've got happy birthday wishes to Stephen Kerner, who is celebrating the Janicek. Stephen and Tashar and Joe all want to wish Stephen a very, very happy birthday today. Hope you have a great day. And local celebrity icon, Mr. Mike Motter, is celebrating a birthday today. We can't tell people he's 75. We can't? No? All right, we won't. All right, so we won't tell him. Mike Motter, happy birthday to you, Mike. Great guy. So, Mike, happy birthday to you today. We've got other celebrities. It's going to be hard to top those two. But we've got Clay Aiken, the American Idol star from way back in 2014. He was a runner-up. Has done pretty well for himself. He's 45 today. Chrissy Teigen, the model, one-time Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover star, is 38 today. Mindy McCready, country singer, despite her early success, the country singer, she had all kinds of problems with drugs and with the law, and she left the planet back in 2013. Mindy McCready, born on this day, 1975. Jocelyn Gilsig, is that right? Actress from TV's Vikings, Glee, is 52 today. Ben Stiller, the son of comic Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira, is a comic actor. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Night at the Museum, Meet the Parents. He's just quirky. Hard to describe Ben Stiller, but just quirkily funny, I think, is a good way to describe Ben Stiller. There's something about Mary, the one with Brett Favre in it. That's a good one. 58 for Ben Stiller today. Bo Jackson, retired baseball and football star boy for a couple of years there. He was something else before he had injury issues with the hip and stuff. Not only baseball, but football. He was just one of those extremely athletic people that you feel he could have just done whatever he wanted. He pretty much did sports-wise, 61 for Bo. What was the slogan? No Bo or who knows Bo or something like that. Did he play with the Royals for a while in Major League Baseball? I remember that. I remember him in a Raiders uniform. When he was healthy in football, he was hard to bring down. Jeannie Kendall from the country group The Kendalls is 69. Mandy Patinkin, the actor, Mandy, a guy's name. I don't know. TV's Homeland, Criminal Minds. Dead Like Me, Chicago Hope, 71 today. David Mamet, the playwright and screenwriter, best known for his work in Wag the Dog, American Buffalo, Glengarry Glen Ross, 71 for David Mamet today. Jimmy Bowen, the singer turned producer, worked with Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and many others. Still going. Jimmy Bowen is 86 today. Ridley Scott, he received three Best Director Oscar nominations, Black Hawk Down, Gladiator, and Thelma and Louise. He's 86 today. Abbie Hoffman, the 60s protest leader and author, co-founded the Yippies, was tried as a member of the Chicago 8, wrote several books, and then went underground after a drug bust, and eventually took his own life back in 1989. Abbie Hoffman, born on this day, 1936. Teddy Wilburn, just shy of his 72nd birthday, the Grand Ole Opry star perished from congestive heart failure after battling a rare form of Parkinson's. Teddy Wilburn, born on this day, 1931, passed in 03. Bill Walsh, they say he was the innovator of the West Coast offense. He's the one who made it famous anyway. The genius, they called it. It's always amazing that the geniuses have some of the greatest players of all time on their team. Now, do the coaches make them great, or do the players make the coach great? Mm-hmm. So the 49ers was a team that he was with all the way through. Took him to three Super Bowls. What did they win? Two, or did they win them all? He was a pretty good coach. 1931, Bill Walsh, born. He passed back in 2007. Dick Clark, the man long known as America's oldest teenager. Of course, American Bandstand, anyone who was a teenager back in the 70s, early 80s, before MTV, before cable TV, American Bandstand is where you went to see your favorite artist. You watched American Bandstand, and you got to see the artist perform live. No other show was doing that. And you couldn't see him anywhere else unless you went and saw him live in concert, which wasn't realistic for a lot of people. 32 years he hosted American Bandstand, and he continued, of course, as kind of the voice and the site of New Year's Eve celebrations for many years, of course, and they still call it, don't they still call it, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, even though he perished back in 2012. Dick Clark, broadcasting legend, born on this day in 1929. Richard Crenna, the actor from the Rambo movies, Body Heat and others, born on this day, 1927, passed in 03. We got Robert Guillaume, the actor from TV's Benson and others, soap, born on this day, 1927, passed 2017. Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister, whose mom was actually American, was America's staunchest ally in World War II. Winston Churchill, born on this day, 1874, passed in 1965. And Mark Twain, his real name is Samuel Langhorne Clemens, but went under the pen name of Mark Twain. The author, born on this day, 1835, he passed in 1910.
Bucks are in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face off tonight against the Bulls, but Milwaukee will be without Pat Connaughton. He suffered a sprained ankle against the Heat in Miami and could miss the next few games. The Bucks learn they will host the Knicks next Tuesday night for the in-season tournament quarterfinals. College football. Wisconsin backup quarterback Miles Burkett announced he's headed for the transfer portal. He thanked Paul Christ and Luke Fickell. Burkett was a star high school quarterback in Franklin, Wisconsin, but says he's disappointed he never got any playing time this year. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jordan Love if he's been impressed with rookie tight end Tucker Kraft as a possible receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was definitely surprised by that in the Chargers game. You know, you see stuff in practice, but obviously sometimes in practice we're not live, so you can't see guys breaking tackles, things like that. And just like I said, I think it's something that the more he gets the ball, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to be doing more of that.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family-owned and operated since 1971.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 20 degrees.
Same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah, but 98Q Country.
Bars, I don't lie. We were listening to one more silver dollar.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
We call them Lady A now. It makes us all feel better. So there you go. That's they're still pretty good, no matter what you call them. Need you now. I got Bucks basketball coming up for you tonight as they'll take on the Bulls in Chicago. And that'll be right here, 6:30 pre, 7 o'clock tap. We've got Prentice at Butternut Boys basketball on 103.1 and 980 AM and on the Civic Media app on your phone all the time. More Bucks basketball Saturday. They've got some play-in stuff going on next week now. As they will, they got the Knicks on Tuesday. There were 8 teams. If you don't know what it is, NBA plays 82 games. And now this is the first year they've done an in-season tournament. So they have 4 select games, and that determines the standings of who qualifies. There were 8 teams that qualified. The Bucks were one of them. And they will play a quarterfinal game Tuesday in Vegas. And if they win, they play again on Thursday or Friday. If they win again, they play the championship Saturday, Sunday. It really doesn't mean anything as far as a fan goes. It means something to the players. I believe I heard that each player gets $500,000 if they win it. So there's a financial incentive for the NBA players for that. For the average fan, you just don't want your players to get hurt. I mean, you got Giannis and Damian. If they go into that in-season tournament and they have a season-ending injury during those games, you're like, well, what's the point of this? Why did we do this? We're trying to win a championship at the end of the year. So it's kind of a test thing the NBA is doing, and so far it's been pretty popular with the fans, and even the players kind of enjoy having a little different incentive in the early part of the season, where a lot of times those first 15, 20 games of the season, you know, you just, some of the teams just, they don't seem like they're all there yet. So they're really cranking it up here. So I guess we'll see if they bring it back next year, you know, it worked for the NBA's pocketbook.
People who come to cricket stay with cricket, just like our customer, Jared.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available in order. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward team at area events, volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank, follow us on Facebook, or stop in for more information and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 20 degrees.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay. Don't wanna waste a minute, girl. I want you in it. Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips.
To a concert. brushed t-shirt, wondering who's gonna kiss who first.